Hey, are you ready to create reliable revenue and master every detail of your hosting business? If you want to avoid compromising all those hospitality details that you love, but still approach hosting like the business it is, we created a free class just for you. Set aside 45 minutes. We promise it's worth your time. And go watch our value-packed workshop where we go over how to master every detail of your hosting business with our foolproof hosting business mastery method that will help you avoid hosting burnout. Growing, where simply starting your hosting business isn't always easy, but it can be simple. We'll help you avoid the three big mistakes that are keeping you stuck, tired, and overwhelmed as a short-term rental host so that you have a powerful revenue stream you can actually rely on.
If you're ready to take your hosting to the next level, head on over to thanksforvisiting.me/workshop to watch this on-demand training. Or send us a DM on Instagram with the word workshop. We'll send you the link and most likely a video DM. We love those. Again, that's thanksforvisiting.me/workshop.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
Hello, welcome back to another great week. I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. And we are so excited because if you're listening to us on wherever you get your podcast episodes, whether that's Spotify or iTunes, you can now...
Apple Podcasts, Sarah. Hasn't been iTunes for a long time, but yeah.
Wow.
Just letting you know. Internet-y's up to date with these things from time to time.
Well, now we're going to be on YouTube, okay? So that's what I wanted to get to everyone listening. If that's how you consume your content, we'll be on YouTube now as well, which is so exciting for us. We've been wanting to do this for so long.
Oh, wow.
And so that gives you any encouragement for you to like, don't give up on something that you want to do, even if it takes you 2 years to get
done. Actually, before we get into our SEO, sure, let's be honest about this. We've been wanting to do this for almost since the beginning of the show, which we're 150 episodes in. So that's 3 years. And it just kept coming up on our goal list and our action list. And we're finally making it happen. So yes, Sarah, I love that. If there's been something on your list, just keep it on there until you knock it out.
Awesome. So, yeah.
Speaking of goals, let's talk about this SDR Share Sunday.
Yeah. So real quick. So if you're new, we have a hashtag. It's SDR Share Sunday. And what we do with that is if you use that hashtag on Instagram, we will not only share you on our Instagram feed on Sundays, hence the hashtag, but we also share you here on the podcast to hopefully get you some love from your fellow short-term rental hosts and owners. So Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week, we are sharing at island_in_this_dream. So Island in This Dream.
Cute.
And it's hosted by Skirt. I just combined their names like Kanye and Kim, Scott and Kirby. And I want to give them a huge shout out because they reached out to us, I think, maybe at least a year and a half ago. And this was their very first short-term rental. And I want to congratulate them because they are getting ready to open up their second short-term rental.
Wow.
So this short-term rental share is more about Scott and Kirby just going after it, enjoying it. They are a super host. They have five-star reviews across the board on their Island Oasis. And I just congratulate them. And the one thing I want to say specifically about their listing that I love is it sleeps 10, but they are very clear that it does not sleep 10 adults. It would be more like 6 or 7 adults, 3 or 4 children. And it goes into some weight limits for their bunk beds and what those other sleeping spaces are. So I love that they bring that up because that would be not a good, guest check-in when they go to check-in and there is 10 adults and there probably aren't 10 beds appropriate for all the adults. So I love that they actually make that qualifier about that, yes, it sleeps 10, but not really. So Scott and Kirby, congrats. We want to come stay at both Island in the Dream and Beauty and the Beach is their new newest
names.
One. Yes. So that's a good job. Well done.
So good. All right. So this episode, we wanted to take a deep dive into Annette and my first deal, real estate deal together as business partners. Mm-hmm. And we're going to spill as much information as we can remember, which is pretty detailed. So,
yes.
And the cool thing about, can I give a back, do you want to say anything? I'm going to give a background on the property.
Oh, absolutely. And listeners, just, you know, Sarah and I, this is going to be a continued conversation. We're going to continue to loop you in on this property, how it's going, progress. We're going to do some construction. We're going to get show you all the things about the monies and give mm-hmm. you full transparency about that. So yeah, go ahead, Sarah. Let's tell them how we even found this
yes.
deal.
Well, the cool thing about following us along, and we haven't named the property, which Annette, we have to do that. I don't really want to use the street name, just, I don't know.
Okay.
But we'll have to like Beauty and the Beach. We'll have to figure out a really cute name
we'll
for her.
Work yes. that we need to do.
Well, of course, we will brand it. So the interesting thing is this is a property that we've been managing for almost 2 years for another owner.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this owner, number one, was an amazing woman to work with. And she came to us after a previous partner, you know, she had another property manager, co-host, whatever you want to call that person. And they didn't see eye to eye. And so she still wanted it to be a short-term rental, but she was like, but you know, it's not working out with this property manager. So she actually knew of us from Instagram, called us, we walked the property, and there were definitely some things that we wanted to change right off the bat to even be in our portfolio.
Right.
These are things we have to adjust. She had a very small budget, but I believed in the location. I believed in the property and we made those adjustments.
And there was a lot of alignment with that owner.
Yes. Yes.
Which is probably the most important.
Most important. So we've talked about that ad nauseum in some episodes where it's like, if you want to be a co-host for other owners, it is not a thing where you just are acquiring. If you don't have alignment with those people that you're partnering with, it's going to make your job as a co-host really difficult. And it's already a challenging job.
Mm-hmm.
So the cool thing is we've got historical numbers for this property as a short-term rental with this other owner that we can compare, because there have been things I wanted to do to it, but it just wasn't the old owners, my old clients, it wasn't her goals for
right.
the property. So
right.
we really met halfway enough to where I knew that guests would be safe and they would love this place and all that kind of good stuff. But there are definitely some changes that we are really excited to make for the property, and we're going to put our money where our mouth is and share with you if these changes end up
increasing
more,
the bottom line.
Yeah.
For sure.
So long story long, I mean, we're a podcast, we're supposed to be talking about things. So my client called me back in, I don't know, like September or something.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it may have been right after a major plumbing issue in the property.
Oh, it was. We had to close the calendar down.
We did have to close the calendar down. We didn't know how bad it was, how bad this leak was. And so we shut it down and got it back up. Everything's fine. Then she calls me and she's like, Sarah, I have to be honest with you. I think I want to sell the property. I am going to sell the property.
Right.
And I just want to tell you first. I've already talked to my realtor and, you know, the realtor is making plans and I just wanted to see what this looks like with you and the contract and all that kind of good stuff. And I said, before you go any further, I was like, question for you. Would you consider selling it to me?
Yes. Love that.
And she was like, maybe. Like, what does that look like?
Listeners, if everybody in your world doesn't know that you might buy their house, they should make that a goal for 2022.
Yeah.
Even if you don't know how you're going to do it, just tell everybody. If you're thinking about selling your house, let me know and then figure it out after.
I had no idea how we were going to. I mean, at the time, like I hadn't yet to ask it. But Annette, like I know that my husband Nick and I had just bought a property that is a gut renovation. I'm talking, yeah, it's a project. And I had no idea, but I knew that I really liked the location.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I know there's enough in this property that could be improved upon. Maybe not for, for resale, maybe not for immediate resale,
right.
but for long-term
right.
appreciation and for immediate income when it comes to short-term rental guests, the nightly rate. And we'll get into what those details are later on in the episode. But I thought about it. I called Nick, my husband, first. And I said, okay, I think I want to ask Annette if she would figure this out with me. He was like, do it. He knew the property too. He had been there and of course,
he's been there a lot.
And what's really cool too is as a property manager for the property, I knew its quirks. You know what I mean? I knew what the plumbing issue that just happened. So there's nothing, you know, there's nothing hidden.
Right.
I mean, 2 years is a decent amount of time to get to know a property.
To know. Right. Exactly.
So I called Annette and I was like, Annette, I think I want to buy. I don't remember. Do you remember this conversation?
When I don't. But I remember I said yes.
You did say yes. And it's funny because it wasn't Annette's like favorite property that we managed before we thought about buying it.
I love it now.
But as soon as it becomes your own baby, you're like, I love this thing. So what we want to get into the episode with all of you listeners is how we made this happen.
Right.
Number one, I think the most important thing is you and I are both entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
We don't have W-2s.
We'll bear our financial souls to you.
Absolutely.
Here's the deal. We don't have W-2s.
Haven't for a long time.
No bank is going to give me any money right now. They're going to give me a lot of money in the future. But I haven't had a W-2 in almost 5 years and have been building multiple businesses. And, you know, thanks for visiting. We have been putting our money back into our business. And so, yeah, I'm like, wait a second.
And I'm no help.
Yeah. And Sarah's no help either. But we had we have someone that's had a W-2 for 25 plus years, at most of those years at the same organization, also known as my sister, my older sister, who is an avid listener of our podcast. And I've probably made her go to a few real estate meetups, but she has been chatting with me about wanting to get involved in real estate. Her and I are actually in one of our investment tribes together to just kind of test and see, you know, can her and I work together? I want to let the listeners know that it was easy for me to ask this also because I had a great opportunity this year to sell shares in a company that I had equity in. And so I had an event that I had the money to bring the down payment for this. So I wasn't just going to my sister asking, you know, Sarah and I weren't just going to her asking for, you know,
hey, kit and caboodle.
Can we use your W-2? Can we get a mortgage, everything on you? We were coming at it with, we were all bringing something to the table. So I had a first conversation with my sister. We might have a nice, what we'll like to call it, a base hit property that we could get involved with. And Sarah's already been managing it. And my sister, who is a completely different brain than me. And so she is a computer scientist. She is numbers oriented. You know, she wants all the details and we appreciate her and we need her as our partner. But she was, I think we maybe chatted once over Zoom and she was ready to go. And so we sent her on that we need you to get qualified for the bank to lend to us.
And we knew that would be an easy peasy task for her. But let's actually break down the partnership.
Mm-hmm.
So Annette's sister is going to be, she's going to get the loan for us. But after she acquires the loan and after we've now since closed on the property. Mm-hmm. So she right now technically is the sole owner.
Right.
Once that seasons, once the deed is recorded with the city, when that shows up on our auditor's website, we will then go to our lawyer. We've already created an LLC for this property.
Yep.
And we are already 1/3 owners across the board on that LLC. And we also already have an agreement drawn up. We had a lawyer draw up an agreement that was for this property and this special, like we'll dive into what Annette brought, what I brought. So we had that going. And so very soon here, we'll go to our lawyer. We'll make sure everything looks good so that we can then put the property in the LLC. Mm-hmm. And then we will technically then all three of us own it.
Yep.
And so yes, your sister got the loan for us.
Yep.
And then you brought the cash money.
I brought the cash money.
And we had some choices. We could put down, it could have been your first home, like living.
Yes.
Home.
So I don't own a property. So we could have done, hey, Annette, this could be your first property at 3.5%.
Live there for a little bit.
But we didn't want to do that. I did have access to cash and I'd rather use that 3.5% for a potentially a larger property. Because this property is only around $253,000, I think is the total on it. So we tossed that around a little bit of like, hey, should we make this a first home or second home for a smaller down payment? And we decided not to do that. And we went with 20%. We could have put more down. We could have put a little bit less down. Mm-hmm. I think we could have put 15.
I think that would have been an option maybe.
We could have 15, 20, 25. And we said, no, we're going to stick with the 20%. So
then I had that cash.
I had that cash.
And so that was great because I did not have the cash. I just bought another house, like I said, that wiped to be clean. And my husband and I are indulging in our own personal home, our first one. I am 39 years old, and this will be, we've owned property before, but nothing that was like finished and done anyway. Mm-hmm. What I brought, they're like, well, Sarah, you're just a freeloader here. What are you bringing to the table?
No,
and so
not
here's what I brought. So when our client said, I want to sell the property, I said, well, would you consider selling it to me? I am a licensed real estate agent. And I bought property a lot before. So, and I had 2 years history working with this client. We had a really nice, trusting relationship. So I said to her, what if we just did this deal, an agent? She wanted to list it for $265, I believe.
Right.
And when you subtracted the agent fees, it brought it down to about $235, which is a great deal for the three of us because it could have appraised for $255. It did appraise for $245, but it could have easily appraised for $255, $265. Sure. She would have sold it. I mean, the way the markets are, I'm sure even listeners, wherever you're living, the real estate market is crazy and people are bringing cash to the table. And I also, before I told her that I'd be interested in buying it, she was like, yeah, I think I have to like paint the cabinets. And she wanted to put some lipstick on this property. And I said, you don't have to do any of that. I was like, because I'm also...
As is.
I know it. And I'm also quite experienced with rehabbing property. And I was like, we would like to have our own special touch on it. So honestly, you'd be doing me a favor if you don't do those things.
Right.
So you save money there. You sell a property to us, which is the same money that you would have gotten at the end of the transaction anyway, had you used a realtor.
And she doesn't have to show it. We don't have to work around guests because it was very booked. So there was a lot. And we'll just throw this in there. She was... in like the third trimester of her pregnancy. So, you know, if she doesn't have to deal with having to show a house and all that back and forth, I think that was a pretty solid deal for her.
Yeah. Too. And so we just did it. We had a lawyer help us with a few things, but it was pretty straightforward. She owned free and clear. It was a fee simple townhome. There's no HOA, Yeah, it was clean. So I brought that to the table, right? So I was able to bring it from what she wanted to list it for, which is $265, down to what we ended up purchasing it for, which is what, $235. And then we're going to rehab this property a little bit. And so I'll bring our resources, you know, designer discounts, contractor discounts to the property as well. And I will manage it. Mm-hmm. So Annette's sister just can be totally hands off. And then, you know, Nettie can help with things that she's been helping with, thanks for visiting. And I really head up like the day-to-day of running the short-term rentals, which is managing the cleaners and our team and all that kind of stuff. So I'm doing it anyway. Like, I already have the systems and stuff in place. So I'll just plug it back in. But the property will no longer be, you know, an income property for our business. But that's the what I'm bringing to the table.
And how, and also, because I know listeners, a lot of people reach out about how they should structure deals. Another thing is my sister is actually going to bring cash for the rehab. We want to do some renovations. So she's going to bring that to the table. So I want to get like really kind of granular with you and let you know, we are going to have a cap table, or like, we're going to keep track of all the capital that we've brought to the table, because Sarah, my sister, and myself, hopefully we will purchase more properties. So if anybody has anything out there, they're looking for partners or they want to sell, let us know. But as this moves along, we are going to keep track on that cap table. For instance, we're in my deposit that I brought my sister, you know, her rehab. We actually will put a price on her bringing, you know, her W-2 for
her signature.
We're going to put a dollar amount to that. Sarah, obviously bringing us the deal. But one of the key components I want everybody to know that we're doing is what Sarah was just saying. Like the management wise, she will still create an invoice each month. Mm-hmm. So for, let's say, co-hosting. So that amount will still be credited towards her capital investment into the property.
It's like our buy-in, right?
It's a deal. So, and we'll continue to keep track of that capital investment across the board. And then let's say there is a qualifying event for this property, we would then disperse the overage if there is any, you know, into those capital accounts, and we would line those up. So I hope that makes sense for everybody, because a lot of people have been asking us, because it wasn't a deal where, you know, and before I started learning about real estate, I didn't understand that idea. I was like, no, you always just have to bring money to the deal. Like you just, that's how you make things happen. So that's not how you make things happen. And I love that we're all three bringing very different,
strengths,
very important capital investments to this table. And so it's going to be very interesting. Like I said, we're going to continue to show that, to give that transparency to you guys. And we'll be honest, like we had a lot of different conversations back and forth of like, oh, well, what's this? Like, what does my sister's signature W-2? What does that actually, like her getting, securing the mortgage? What does that cost? And I don't even think we've actually nailed that down exactly
we
yet.
Haven't. Mm-hmm.
But we knew we needed to get started. I think that's one of the main messages here of like letting everybody know we didn't know at the beginning of this deal exactly how it, and we still don't know how it's all going to, you know, pan out, but we knew we needed to get started on it. And we knew we needed to just start taking those steps to just make the deal happen. And we, you know, we were smart enough. We do have an attorney that we work really closely with on a lot of different things and just being very open with him, us being open with each other about what our goals were. And, you know, one of our biggest goals is Sarah and I want to build our portfolio. And so my sister does too. And so us going, hey, let's start working together. The only way to build something is to start with the building blocks. So that's what we're doing. And I think it's just, we can't wait to like keep you guys in the loop too, because we're going to be honest about
brutally
we're already,
honest.
We're already having some issues getting just contractors to respond to us for the rehab we want to do.
Correct. It's going to be a thing where I'm going to teach them how to hang a cabinet.
Yeah, did we go through? I think we kind of went through. And I, you know what? I would be remiss not to bring up one other thing in this because I was unaware of it before. Listeners, I want you to know, I did bring the cash to the table, but I do want you to know I actually used my priority credit line. And that is something that I have access to because of my like investment portfolio. So it is cash, but I'm actually lending the cash to myself. I hope that makes sense. But I wanted to let you know that because I was unaware of that until recently. So
is there an interest rate on that?
There is an interest rate.
There is.
So it is whatever like the market value rate is at the time.
Do you know what that is, Annette?
It was, the last I checked, it was like 3%.
Okay.
So I am paying interest on that money. However, I can pay it off at any time if I wanted to, which I have the ability to do that. So I want to just be honest there and letting people know that I didn't just take that straight cash out of my bank. My sister was not happy about that. We'll just put that out there that I was using my priority credit
line. But once we explained to your sister, like,
The goals for it,
and the reason and you're putting it into an asset that, if our numbers are correct, and of course, if the market stays similar to what it's in, and there are improvements, and again, this is not the last episode on this product. We'll do like just as a way for you guys just to have like a marker on like what other people are doing with their short-term rentals and their investments. I mean, you'll be able to, you know, see that money grow itself.
Yes, right? Absolutely. And then my portfolio is growing too. And that's why we want to be really, Sarah and I's mission in 2022 and moving forward is to just give a lot of transparent. We think that there's a lot of people out there talking a lot about the numbers and how much money you can make. And they're not giving you that full.
They skip over so much.
Yeah, they skip over so much. And I feel like we're probably even skipping over some right now, but we're going to start to give you that full breakdown of, you know, what were our closing costs? How much, like, we'll let you know right now, we're trying to decide, do we keep it open or do we have to put money in right away to pay our mortgage, which is due here in 2 weeks?
Well, let's get into that real quick. So number one, closing costs were about $5,000 or $6,000, which I believe your sister brought to the table that
she
day.
Did.
Again, yeah, we have all that documented. So a few key things about this property. Number one, it is brick, which I love. Mm-hmm. And it is fee simple. So it's not part of a condo association or anything like that. Like it is technically a single family home, but we do share walls with other brick townhomes that are also owned.
Yep.
Now we do have to share with our neighbors the water bill. So that's kind of a quirky thing about it.
It is, yeah.
But that's it. So the kitchen has been really hard to keep clean, like really hard. There's a lot. So the countertop has like tile with a lot of grout.
It's weird.
The kitchen floor, they used white grout, which is just, I mean, I've literally myself gone on like with a toothbrush trying to keep clean. So it's a really tough kitchen to keep clean. It's an older home.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also some aspects about the kitchen that just look dated and it's not where Annette and I would like it to be.
Right.
So that's one improvement that we are going to make.
The kitchen. We're probably going to paint the whole house.
Oh, we'll definitely paint the whole house.
The basement has been locked off to all guests. So we're going to fix the basement. Not fix it, but the owner had some, that was storage for them. They're moving all of that out. We're going to paint it, upgrade.
So So now guests, which happened before, they'll be able to use the washer and dryer. And mm-hmm. as all listeners, you know, those midterm stays, those longer short stays.
That's an important thing.
It's a very important thing to have a way for the people to just refresh their clothing and not have to mm-hmm. take it to a laundromat. So that's one improvement right off the bat that I am really positive will mm-hmm. help us at least get more eyes on our property and be a contender with, you know, a higher contender on that searchability for our area. And the third thing that we're going to really improve is the backyard. So there is a back patio that we've never photographed because the fence is broken.
Yeah.
It doesn't look great, listeners. So
yeah, it was one of those things that was better to just...
It's a bonus if you think it's a bonus as a guest. Like you can see that there is a fence, but it's broken. Like it doesn't look great. Again, the owner had she was doing fine with what she wanted the property to do at the time. And so it wasn't a focus for her. It's going to be a focus for us because now we can have this great oasis downtown Columbus, Ohio. And mm-hmm. we're going to do something special with it too, with design. And it'll be another so many square feet that we can essentially sell on our listing and have it be an eye catcher when the weather gets warmer.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
So those are three areas that we're going to improve in the home. Now, like Annette said, we're recording this episode mid-January. And right now we've actually rented the home back to the owner for 30 days for the month of January because she just had her baby.
Yep.
Congrats. It's a beautiful baby boy.
And so her family's
staying there. That was important to her that she had it for
January.
Which
that worked for us too. That was part of the deal also that worked out really well was how was she going to have her family stay if her house was on the market or sold. So that was another thing that really worked out well in the whole deal.
So I'll say listeners, and you know, if you listen to real estate podcast episodes too, is the great educators will tell you to really find out why the seller is selling. What is important to them? And can you help them get those goals? Mm-hmm. Of course, you have your own goals, but if you can meet that seller more than halfway and you're leaning towards them, especially in a market like we have now, I mean, I kept asking Lisa, like, what is important to you? So anyway, it's been really hard getting, I got three contractors to come.
Right.
And tore the home.
We've gotten one bid back.
One bid. And now getting that, I had a couple questions about that bid. And I even called the guy yesterday after email, after email, after email, after to get the bid. And then I had two questions about the bid and talked to him on the phone yesterday finally too. And he's like, oh yeah, tonight you'll have it by midnight. I didn't get it.
No, you're not going to get it. And that's okay.
Just because what we're going to do is we are going to get our license, the short-term rental license.
We're contemplating, we were going to close down completely, do all the rehab, but we're thinking we might pause on that because we need to make sure we have our contractors
lined up,
dialed in.
Because we are ordering cabinets, we're ordering all the materials, mm-hmm. you know, we'll have that ready to go. We just need the people to help us get it done. And so, you know, we will stick with the basement as is and the backyard as is, and it's safe.
But we'll get it there.
And yeah, we've got great reviews and we'll just do it right. And I think that's everything we wanted to share about this so far.
We'll on the next episodes, we're going to do a breakdown of like, you know, the reservations that we're getting, what our actual revenue is, give full transparency to this deal and hopefully more deals coming soon in 2022, right?
Sarah? Yeah, that's a big goal of ours is to buy a property together.
Yeah. So let us know. We're always looking for wonderful partners.
Yes. And once we also dial in the brand and the mission of the property and the vision that we have the property, what mm-hmm. kind of guests we really hope to be the perfect place for them to come and have it be their home away from home. I will say, so this whole deal came about because we had our eyes open for opportunity, but because in our membership and Hosting Business Mastery, we have what we call an insider series where we bring guests from the podcast in to have one-on-one, you know, coaching with our members. Mm-hmm. And we had Mark Cady on, who was on our podcast before. He's a mortgage lender. Mm-hmm. And gosh, is he smart. And one thing he said to members was, listen, not everything needs to be a home run.
Right.
You got to get some base hits.
So Sarah and I are getting our first base hit. Yeah.
It's not going to be a crazy cash flowing property. We will be cash positive, but it might just be, you know, a few $100, maybe more. We're going to see.
Yeah. But the thing is, listeners, our goal right now is we're just going to put that money back in and hopefully be a down payment on the next property. So,
but for now, that's it. We'll keep you posted on it.
Yeah. We're excited. So thanks for listening to this one. We're excited to share and really dig in and give you guys some numbers and some behind the scenes on making it happen.
All right. I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products. From hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers, we've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.